It is Rich, certainly, of Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. You can call us at 617-779-7937, just like Justin on line one. Justin, what's happening, my man?
Hey, gentlemen. Normally, I call to rant and rave about how bad Craig Breslow is at his job, but I'm kind of apathetic at this point. So I wanted to ask you guys a question I genuinely do not know the answer to. So this team is really, really, really bad. We don't need to go through the metrics. They're going to be bad in August when I come up in vacation in the area. And the question is really simple. My nephew, I have no kids, so I have no point of reference here, but we're thinking about them. And my nephew really, really likes me. He's 10 years old. And this season, he started to become a Red Sox fan. I'm concerned. Do I bring him to Fenway Park, which is a magical place? It's truly a magical place when it's rocking, right?
Oh, sure.
It's loud. Fans are chanting. Do I bring him to Fenway Park and risk the opposite, where it's going to be half empty? There's going to be guys without their shirts off screaming, sell the team. And it's going to be truly a terrible atmosphere because the economy's bad. So I'm asking, like, do we bring him to Fenway Park this year, or do we wait until 2028 after the lockout and hope for a better experience?
Who knows? All I can say is that tickets are still freaking expensive. If you do show up, there will possibly indeed still be a rash of half-naked men in the outfield, unless that trend dies this week, which it could.
It can't go. There's nothing that could happen.
It can't get worse. Put it this way. It's really bad right now, and it's still fun going to the games. I know that kind of sucks, and I should be like, boycott the team. But is that Fenway Park's kind of awesome?
Well, like tonight,
the Dodgers will be here in early August. So yeah, go watch the Dodgers.
Right, go to see other good teams.
Yeah. If the weather's like tonight, no matter what is on the field, this is how John Henry has got you. It's just a great experience. You sit there at Fenway with an 80-degree day and just enjoy baseball.
Yeah,
have a beer.
Yeah,
it can't beat that.
I mean, I know.
He's
scared. That's why. Is your kid scared of ghastly ghouls? Because there's one that haunts the owner's box. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Isn't that sad though? What jersey would you wear if you go to the game? I mean, who's a 10-year-old, who's he going to look to on this team and go?
Check back in. Like Scal said, check back next month.
Seriously, they don't even have a star.
Well, Roman's still going to be a star.
If he ever plays.
What do you mean, nope?
Nope.
You can't bail on him now.
Yeah, you know what?
One thumb injury? Finger?
They should never, ever. Everybody just pumping his tires. Do star-worthy type things before you or become a star?
He had a good WBC. Did you see about that World Stage?
That's not Major League Baseball. It is, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's not the same.
Well, it's against Major Leaguers, a lot of them.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago, we were doing that with the Patriots. It was like, you know how like there's the picture of the player on the ticket when you get the season tickets? Like after you ran out of like three players after a while. It was like Mac Jones's last year. It's like, okay, it's Mac Jones. And then who do you got on the ticket after that?
Contreras will be an all-star. He'll be their one all-star because he's legitimately.
I like Contreras.
He got here yesterday. Nobody knows Wilson Contreras.
That's the thing is, if you're selling, okay, Garrett Crochet, you could probably sell his jersey. That's one that,
right.
I would say that's a legitimate star.
And he's on the mend, through a bullpen today.
Okay, but he's not playing. That's the thing is, he's still not out there. Roman Anthony, I kind of agree with you, Ted. He hasn't really done anything yet to prove that he's a star. I don't know if I'm investing in a jersey. He could be hurt the rest of the year. Peyton Tolley. Can you get me a Tolley jersey?
There you go.
Bring the mustache back. All right, Ted. Hang on. What is this? Let's go to Brendan real quick. Brendan on line one. Might as well while we're taking calls. Brendan, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hello, Brendan.
Hey, guys. Oh, Rich, I'm going to the Bot MGM Fenway tomorrow. I got a band for you. Electric Call Boy.
Oh, hell yeah. Electric Call Boy rules. Good call.
Yeah, tomorrow night in Boston.
Nice.
So I was going to say they should split up the Jays because they got close many years, but never won. And the only reason they won is because they had to overhaul the whole entire roster.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind them doing something that shakes things up. I'm at the point now where if they got rid of Jaylen Brown, as long as you got back a pretty decent return, that Rockets one, the more I think about it, the more I don't mind it. And it does free up some money, but they got to do they have to make another move after that. But that Knicks team, man, I like that the Knicks are so good right now because hopefully it's pissing off somebody in that front office.
That's a good point.
Who's got more talent, the Knicks or the Celtics?
Oh, my God, the Knicks. The Knicks.
Oh, hold on. Really? Okay, so how many?
Not elite talent, but
okay, depth, let's talk this through. Depth, how many do the Celtics, JB and JT, are both, what, top 15 sure. NBA players?
Yeah. Where's Brunson?
That's right. What I'm asking you. So where are their two stars? Who are their two stars?
Right? It's Brunson and Towns.
Okay, but would you trade Brunson and Towns for JB and JT? Would you want those guys over?
But I also think that JB and JT are a little bit redundant, whereas that Knicks team has good players at each of the important positions.
My point is
Brunson was tier 2A and Towns tier 2B on this guy's multi-tiered list in The Athletic. You know, so you want to go with
that? I guess what I'm trying to say is that even though you get rid of JB, doesn't mean you're going to be a worse team. You could be overall a better team because it's whatever you bring in, Sengun or somebody,
yep.
A Sabonis. It's just a better fit than JB and JT are not the best fit.
I agree. And that's one thing that the Knicks have done. They have got each position taken care of.
Yeah,
like that is a team.
Bridges, who they traded a haul for,
yep.
Josh Hart, Anunoby, and McBride. That's a good six.
How about this? Who would you rather have on your team? Like if you were starting a team.
And Ben Robinson.
Would you rather have Jalen Brown or Brunson?
Oh, come on, Brunson. All day. You kidding me?
All day.
He's 2 years.
Oh, they're the same age. Are they both 29?
I don't know how Brunson. All I know is that, are the Mavericks the worst run team in the history of basketball? At one point, they had Brunson and Luka on the same team, and they got rid of both of them.
Yeah, you know what I'd love Brunson is Brunson comes in and runs the offense, and JT becomes the two and just is an off guard.
Oh, sure.
Instead of being their offense running through JT, it's just. Brunson, to me, even though he's not as good of a defender as JB, I think overall he's a better player than JB, in my opinion.
You may not know this as a Celtics fan right now, but this is the best thing that could happen to the Celtics team. The way that they went out is the Knicks being dominant.
You think that'll just drive Brad Stevens crazy?
You bet your ass. As a matter of fact, you should be rooting for the Knicks to win. You should be rooting for them to win the whole thing.
But does he really hate the Knicks the way people around here do hate New Yorkers?
They're sitting in the division. Absolutely. You got to do something to compete or you are toast for the long run. Because that team is good.
I'm pissed.
Thank you very much. As I said, if your team gets bounced, you should root for somebody in your own division to dominate. And that way it puts a fire under your ass.
So you're rooting Canadians, Montreal, if they go to the Cup Finals.
Absolutely. There's not even a question, although it's tough for me to root for the Canadians. But I think that it's better for the Bruins that the Canadians win. There's no question.
You look at that team, too. Just they've hit on a bunch of draft picks over the last 5 years. The Bruins, I guess finally they had a good draft last year. But before that, they had 5 years of just no prospects. They got nobody in the pipeline. That's what sucks about the Red Sox, too. Other than Roman and Meyer, it's like, who else is coming up this year? You're a year away from any more help coming.
Oh, jeez. Thanks, Ken. You want to kick my dog while you're here? Jeez, that's depressing.
Gotta hit the draft.
But yeah, you do.
But it's true. You understand what I'm saying, right? Like, Celtics fans should be rooting for the Knicks to dominate and win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because you just got embarrassed. In your own division, you got a team that is absolutely on fire. And just what they've done to teams, they've embarrassed these teams, and you're going to have to play those guys a lot. So you better do something to beef up your team. You better do something drastic. You better do something big, and you better have a plan.
I'm surprised you're so down on Giannis. I mean, now the market for him is all over the place. Oklahoma City, 16%. Brooklyn is in the mix. Cleveland now is going to go after Giannis, apparently. So Boston,
that's actually not a bad move.
That makes more sense.
Hell yeah, I would do that if I was Cleveland. You bet your ass.
Lakers, I don't know how they'd pull it off, and obviously Miami's in the mix too. But so there'll be a lot of competition for him now.
Lakers is interesting. Because I can't see LeBron just sticking around L.A.
Well, if they get Giannis, he probably will.
That's what I'm saying. It's like so the plan is they're trying to bring in guys to beef up the team for him.
Yep.
I mean, I guess. And Luka would be healthy? Sure. Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, Luka and Giannis and LeBron on the same team?
By the way, Shams just reporting Kenny Atkinson is back as coach of the Cavs. They're going to keep him around. That's amazing.
That was a fireable offense.
That really was.
When he said, you know, analytically, we won two out of three.
You know what's crazy, though?
Let alone game one.
You say that, but owners of these teams, they all think analytically, too. I mean, owners,
right.
they're the big data-driven people themselves. So I bet you Kenny Atkinson says that to the owner, and the owner goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I mean,
And Windhorst said they're going to sign James Harden to a long-term deal. They're redoing his contract and they're bringing him back. What is that?
They love pain. You know what? It's wild. There was a rant that I don't know what sportscaster this was, but this is when Harden was out in L.A. and he just went on this huge rant about how every place Harden has gone and every place Harden has played, he has blamed somebody other than himself. And it just, I mean, that's all he does is he just goes team after team after team after team, and you hear stories about him. not taking the team playing home and going out to the, you know, clubs and meeting the team later on and being the last one to get on the team plane when they do leave and just kind of treating the regular season as if it's just you sleepwalk through it as long as you get to the postseason. But then once you're in the postseason, you dog it and you don't get back on defense after launching up threes after threes after threes like you did last night.
Just because genuinely I do feel like we are the better team.
Yes, you were the better team when you just gave up in that first half last night. Yeah, I can't. If they sign him to a long-term deal,
it's done. Windhorst said it. I mean, he's not wrong.
Then you should be happy. Now, that you should be happy as a Celtics fan. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Lock yourself into a dumb coach and a bad player who always dogs it. I'm cool with that.
Yep.
Meanwhile,
so, well, that takes LeBron out of the running then.
I don't know about that.
LeBron ain't playing with Harden.
He's not?
No.
Nope.
No. He knows a loser when he sees it. The one thing you could say about LeBron is he has, like, tied himself to pretty decent hard playing guys. Like, I mean, think about, you know, Dwayne Wade, he was, Bosch was a hard player. And then, you know, when he went out to LA,
Anthony Davis,
Davis. Maybe my theory isn't quite fleshed out as much as I wanted it to be, but there's no way he would play with a loser like James Harden. Yeah. James Harden just, he stinks of just someone who doesn't, he just, it's like a loser mentality. It's like, do you remember Dwight Howard?
Oh, they played together in Houston.
Oh, yeah, that's
time.
Right. That's right. So Dwight,
that was painful.
I always thought with Dwight Howard, he was somebody who would never win a championship. I think he ended up like winning one in the COVID year with the Lakers, but he wasn't a part of it. But I just remember like every team he was on, he just had this like a culture of losing. It never seemed to work out. And then I just feel that with James Harden. He just always blames other people. I wouldn't want to play with a guy either.
Do you think the Morning Show was talking about this, like best player currently to never have won a title, and Aaron Judge was thrown out? Do you think it's fair to already throw that on Judge?
In all sports?
All sports. Who's the current, like,
best to never
Phil win. Nicholson, who hasn't, best to have not won one?
There's got to be an NFL player out there.
Yeah, well, Josh Allen. I guess Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
He's definitely in that Josh territory. Allen.
Josh Allen in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even Burrow. But
Burrow too. Yep.
Josh Allen's better than Burrow though. I don't think Burrow deserves a win. He hasn't been playing long enough to say that about him.
Judge is 34, so I'm hard to believe he's, you know, as good as this. A lot of pressure on them.
It's tough. It's tough.
See, take that, Yankees. A lot of pressure this year.
Maybe like in the NBA. I mean, Luka possibly. I don't know. There's really nobody. There's no Barkley. You know what I mean? Like a Barkley or a Marino. Where you're just like, geez, man, they were dominant, and somehow they haven't won. I can't really say that about anybody.
Maybe
in the
Donovan
NBA.
Mitchell. I don't know. But
I don't think of him the way we thought of Marino. You know what I mean?
But Harden, well, Mike Trout, I guess. He's been around for a long
time.
Oh,
that's a given. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about NHL? What even?
Because for the longest time it was Ovechkin until he won.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Connor McDavid, I guess. Edmonton's.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess Connor McDavid. Yeah, you can say that. All right. So real quick, Ted, how quickly the NFL changes. It was only 7 years ago. It was 2019.
That?
When a certain Tom Brady was asking for 2 years.
Just
$50 million. $50
million. It's $25 million, you know, if you do the math. $25 a year.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, this wasn't anything groundbreaking because Drew Brees had just gotten that exact same deal. That was the farewell tour deal.
Yeah.
You're playing for two more years. That's going to be it. And the Saints didn't even put up a fight. They went, Drew, you got it. We want you to go out. This is your team. We don't want you to ever go play for another team. Absolutely. That sounds like a fair deal. And so what did Tom Brady do? He said, well, if Drew Brees has got that, I'm not going to be greedy. Even though I am the franchise, I'm going to ask for the same thing. And you remember when he was standing there in that interview and they were talking to him and he goes, you can go talk to Mr. Kraft about that.
Yep, I'll never forget.
Yep, and then it all fell through and they wouldn't give him a mere $25 million a
year. Talk to Mr. Kraft, come on.
That's it, you had that ready to go. Very good. Excellent, well done. And then what happens this past weekend? 7 years later, Matthew Stafford signs a one-year contract extension worth $55 million. As much as Tom Brady wanted, more than what Tom Brady wanted for 2 years, he got it for one. And that is only a 7-year difference. And the NFL has already changed that much. So when you look at Stafford getting that for 1 year,
And by the way, he can make up to 60 with incentives.
Oh, right? Sure.
So,
and by the way, that's a good team, so he could end up making those incentives.
I got a number. Go ahead. Keep going.
What do you think Drake May is going to be worth?
$650 to $700
million. Ooh.
So that averages out
to
be
for that long, like a 10-year deal.
Why wouldn't you? Don't you think how the Kansas City Chiefs did it with Patrick Mahomes?
10 for 450. Yeah.
And you kind of tweak it as you go, as you need, you know, and I mean, doesn't that look like a pretty good deal that they signed to him?
So $45 million a year. That was 6 years ago.
Is it a risk to do a 10-year deal on a guy like on a Drake May if we think he's going to be trending in like he is right now? I can't. To me, that would be the way to go. Mm. So that, you know, $65 million a year for 10 years is $650 million.
Drake might not want to do that, right? Because you can argue that Mahomes probably should be cashing in again. Right now,
that's fair. You might be right. Yeah,
and maybe they agreed that they would do that, they would renegotiate in good faith. I don't know.
That would be awesome if Drake's Mahomes, like, nah, you know what? Let's just go 1 year at a time here.
But the real questions, though, is that how much guaranteed money will he get? Because they've got these new contracts. That, I mean, who was the one who got the first fully guaranteed contract? It was I know that Josh
Kirk
Allen
Cousins did.
Cousins, that's right. Yep. Cousins got a big one, and I know that
Allen got $250 million guaranteed.
He got $250 guaranteed, and that's the real number, isn't it, Ted? Isn't it the guaranteed money that everyone's going after?
But for that position, there's pretty much guarantee he's going to live the life of the contract. So, or other positions, not so much. But yes, the number you really want to get up guaranteed is obviously just the guaranteed. It's like in that position, though, it's more guaranteed than any other position. So. We're talking $400 million guaranteed.
I bet if Josh Allen 2 years ago got $250 guaranteed,
$400,
he might get four.
We're talking not next summer, but the summer after. So two more years. The TV deals are going in crazy. What I mean, the salary cap's over $300 million.
So Ted, you have two instances coming up where the Patriots, of all people, who aren't known for doing this, could set the market. Christian Gonzalez. This year, he's going to have to set the market.
I can't wait.
I'm worried about them signing Gonzalez.
I can't wait.
Do you think there's a chance it won't happen because of the Drake deal?
I think there's a potential that.
Ooh,
you got A.J. Brown here. What are you paying A.J.? $30 million?
Yeah.
They've never done it. They've never come close to doing that where they got to pay three big deals, A.J. Brown, Christian Gonzalez, Drake May. They've never done it.
If you're Christian Gonzalez and they don't come to a deal before the season starts, what do you do?
Dude, there's serious. I mean, I have to seriously think about not showing up. Kind of like a Logan Mankins kind of deal.
How many weeks in did Logan Mankins finally get it? 10. Jeez, man.
10 weeks. Then they traded his ass.
Well, they should have drafted a corner higher, right? They took Prunty in the fifth round. If they knew this was developing behind the scenes and they were having debates about whether to sign Gonzalez, you should have taken a guy second or third round.
Because Ted's right.
But
the Patriots don't set the market, and they're going to have to do it twice. Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't hurry up. I want to get to that. I want to see how they handle it. Because they just never, but I can't imagine, like, there's going to be so much pressure from the fan base. Everybody knows there's no secret. We know the cap is crap, so you can't sell us on, hey, you know, the guy's got to take less so that you can build a bigger. No. You can pay guys.
Yep.
And so the you know, it's out there. We all know. You can't fool us. And so how did the Crafts respond to that? I can't wait to see what happens.
Man, it's going to be, I mean, that is going to be wild. If he sits out, oh, jeez, man.
I mean, someone say he maybe should sit out training camp,
now,
OTAs.
Now, could Marcus Jones step up for like a 8-week stretch and be a good corner?
Serviceable.
Like good, at least, you know, wouldn't cost you games or no. That would just, the trickle-down effect there would be horrible.
God bless him. I mean, he had such great coverage on all those, you know, Drake London touchdowns they caught again. I mean, he can only do so much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
size-wise.
He's right. You definitely take a step back. If you have him covering X receivers, that's, you don't want to live and die by that. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Because Carlton Davis is good, but I don't think you put him. Did you put him above average? You didn't put many above average.
Davis is above average.
Okay. So they have one above average corner and a.
They're two corners and their slot corner are very good.
But if you lose Gonzalez, that changes everything.
Changes
better,
everything.
Better hope the rookie's really good.
Man, just everything. Get right. Boy, it's so funny.
So he's got leverage, man.
It didn't even hit me until now that they are going to have to set the market twice. Like, I mean, because there's no way they're going to Drake's going to take anything less than what's already been out there, because Drake already has proven he's an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the Christian Gonzalez thing is sitting right here. There's you can't sign him without making him the highest paid at his position. So get ready.
Which the Rams currently have done, right? McDuffie is their corner. He's making $31 million. They just signed Stafford.
So
there's already evidence in the NFL you can have this.
Yes, but the Crafts don't do this. Right. They don't do this.
Including paying him, you know, a lot of money.
To do, and get nothing in return. Did he say something like that?
Right.
Oh, God, all the shots that he took. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls next.